We had a great result at the Business Professionals of America, UP Regional Conference, I guess is what they call it. And we had 15 students qualify for the state finals. So,
really?
Yes. Yeah, so we always field a really great BPA team. And we did again this year.
I was going to say that you have kind of a history with that in the school there, don't you?
We do, yes. We had a national champion last year and a national runner-up. So, you know, the students who are on the team when those two ladies did that are inspired to try to follow their lead.
I did remember seeing something about that, that it's a good development program. It may not be that they're going to end up in the business world, but it teaches them a lot of key interactive skills.
Absolutely. You know, it really focuses heavily on writing and then on spoken presentations. So it's really, a good lead into life because what you write will get you in the door and then your face-to-face interaction with people will seal the deal for you. So it's a great practice no matter what those kids are going to go out and do later in life.
What else is happening in the schools there that you want folks to know about?
You know, we also had a really good result at the Honors Band conference over in Menominee. We had 9 students that were chosen to represent the UP in northern Wisconsin from Westwood High School. Oh. So they went and performed, and Gordon Erickson leads that group. He's another great instructor like Sabina Kasperson and Ronald Arsenault who lead the BPA program. Mm-hmm. And year after year, we just have really great musicians, and those 9 kids, proved their mettle and were honored and we're part of that band that performed last Saturday.
Always good to have a good representation from the school, but always good to have good music kids come through because that's a different set of skills that do also apply to a lot of levels of life.
Absolutely. You know, again, just having that ability to focus and, play with musicians you haven't played with before and, be at your best and then be chosen out of a large group of students to be part of a band that performs together in a concert setting. That's just great experience, I think, for our students.
Now, we do hear a lot of, and I do seem to see a lot of this, that out of the Westwood High School in particular, there's a lot of good theater programs, music programs. It seems to be it's a very strong priority in the district.
It really is. You know, a lot of schools, that's one of the first things that they cut are their electives, but we really commit to it. And we prove that through, we have 3 3/4 full-time performing arts teachers. We have 3 full-time art teachers, K-12, and then we have 2.5 industrial arts teachers, K-12 as well, plus our 2 full-time business education teachers. So we make sure that we preserve that. We make it a priority when we set our budget, and we try to give our students as wide a experience as we can in the academic setting, and we think that's really important. Those classes are always full and really well-received by our students and families.
Yeah, the kids want them, so that makes it a little easier to keep them going, too.
It does. It does. And, we have a 1 teacher for every 14-student ratio at NICE, so we really try to invest back into our face-to-face interaction with our kids, make sure that our class sizes are nice and small and that our kids get the support that they need.
9:21 on this Tuesday morning. We continue with our Tuesday morning superintendent series with Brian DeAugustine, superintendent of the NICE Community Schools. Other things happening, including some other groups, electives, and things along those lines that students had some success in as well. Tell us about that.
Health Occupations Students of America, or HOSA. Our Westwood kids also did great. We had 8 students medal. And that's a really nice team because it combines Negaunee, Ishpeming, and Westwood High School. So kids competing together with the other schools as a team. And our kids from Westwood did really great, and they're moving on to the state finals as well. So we're really proud of them as they look to pursue careers in medicine maybe someday, and that's great practice for them.
Good success with that. I know you're doing a lot of other different things too, including some of the kids are getting some serious hands-on experience in just a little while too with another project.
Absolutely, yes. Our industrial ed students, our construction trade students, are building an industrial building on Westwood's campus. It's the 3rd year in a row that we've tackled a big industrial storage building. Mm-hmm. We built one last year for Ishpeming Township and the year before for Dave's Auto Collision in Ishpeming, and John Jessen does a great job teaching those kids how to do that. They build a building from the ground up, and it's just amazing. They get those skilled trades that maybe they'll go on and in their lives after high school and have or work at construction companies or maybe lead them because they've learned those skills in high school.
And the skilled trades training in particular, I know, is something that you take a close look at with collaborations that you have, like you have with Northern Michigan University. What's the latest with those?
Absolutely, yes. Northern, we have a great relationship with them. We're sending our sophomore class again over to the Jacob Eddy Center this year so that they can go and tour the different options that take place in that wing of Northern. Mm-hmm. Northern's been really great with us. They provide articulated credit for our kids in welding and some of our other industrial arts classes. And then, of course, we have our pen and paper classes with them as well, where we offer two different English composition classes. We offer pre-calculus, probability and statistics, intro to economics, business ethics, and medical ethics. So our kids can take face-to-face college classes right inside our high school.
Yeah, how does that work? They can sign up for these classes, which then will count if they go on to Northern, or how does that work?
No, one of the nice things about Michigan is there's a thing called the macro agreement. So most of the colleges in Michigan are part of that. So those credits transfer to any college that those students choose to attend that are in the macro program. So if they go to Northern, that's great, but they can also carry those credits with them, to other universities or colleges. And the nice thing about it is, again, you know, we budget so that we pay 100% of the tuition for our kids. We spend about $60,000 a year on college credits for our students. And that's just a benefit to them and their families, kind of giving back to the taxpayers so that they can save some money if their students are college bound.
That really sounds like you've had some good successes happening in the district. Anything on the horizon that you want to make sure folks know about?
You know, we're continuing to grow, and we're looking at facilities expansion as we move forward. We have a great sinking fund that I've talked about before that brings in, a little over $1 million a year. So we're going to be renovating our auditorium this coming summer, and we're going to be renovating our media center in the high school. And then looking into the future, we're looking at some building expansion and enhancement possibly. We have a request for proposals out there right now to architectural firms to come and kind of do a study of our physical plant and to give us some ideas of what it might look like 5, 10, 40 years into the future as we continue to grow.
Well, it certainly seems like interesting times in the district in a good way. And if people want to find out more, what's a good way to do that?
You know, the best place is to go, the best place for current information is to go to our Facebook page. And then we also have, of course, have a website, and they can Google that by looking up Nice Community Schools.